I was talking just about devotion, you see. How that devotion is dwelt, what is meant by devotion. Our heart, it is a subject of heart, not of head. It is a subject of heart, not of head. Heart always remains to be attached somewhere. You might call it mind or heart, anything you like. This will be attached somewhere. Now we are attached to the world, to the families, to the outward things. How that attachment has been developed by constant contact with them. The more we are contacting, in contact with outer things, the more attached we are there. This is but natural. My mother brings up her child, you see, looking after the child all day. The child goes away outside, say for 3, 4, 5 hours, she does not turn off, her heart is upset. Why? That heart has been attached to the child because she was all along seeing, coming in contact with the child. Now the hearts are attached to the physical body, to the outward attachments. Naturally, Sudha Sachin says, well, my feet go ahead and my heart goes back to it is attached. But bhakti is a subject of heart, not of head, first of all. We have to develop now attachment with God. Now we are attached with the world. And all these outer things are ephemeral, changing panorama. The heart which is attached to the outer panorama, how can that sometimes always will sit you changing? This is one thing. So naturally which is not unchangeable permanence, how can that be attached to that? So first we have to dwell attachment. We have to just change from the outside with the God within you. So first and foremost thing, ABC starts by coming in contact constantly, more often, with whom you want to dwell your attachment. For that purpose, the first step of any religion is there. Go to the church. Say prayers, morning, evening, at night. Even in all religions, if you, Sikhs go to temples, Hindus go to the Hindu temples, Mohammedans go to the mosques, but 3 times they go, 5 times, you see. So this is the ABC start from here. So that we must find out sometime, just directing our heart to that way. So the more is it, more often we are attached there, the natural attachment will develop that time. However, this is the first step. Sometimes we leave off all outer regularities. So for that very purpose, this diary has been introduced. For the sake of the one whom you are devoted fully. You see? Heart is attached there. For his sake, you would love all others who are attached to him. Who are created by him, you might say. In that way, there is no binding on you. Because you have got the ruling passion for one. For his sake, you love everybody. His children, his authority. You follow now how the devotion is dwelt. How to take it out from one place and attach to the other. So first is the most constant attachment, coming in contact with the thing, with the person, or with God. That will the attachment will dwell. When it is dwelt, then you become helpless, you see. Because your heart is attached, you might be going this way and the heart is attached somewhere else. You are always dragged there, you see. So this is the first thought of devotional bhakti. Diary is proposed, how many times you put it, how many places, in how many places your heart is attached to outer things, in form, one form or the other. That requires purity of heart. Purity of heart, what does it mean? Wherein no other thought strives other than whom you love. That. Purity means that. If it's all, when there's no other thought just in your heart or anybody else, it's all vacant from the outward attachment, then God is there. Isn't it? So devotion starts, you have to just detach your heart from the outer things to the God or God in man. All that is done by constant coming in contact. First ABC starts regularity of your devotion. Are your practices? Are you attending your churches or sacred places? For what for? Just to think of the Lord for a time, is it not? Or what else? You go to a holy place, to a temple, or your heart is attached outside. What's the good of it? He said there are two friends. One, he was very fond of going for playing in the ground. The other said, I will go to the church. Though both of them were headstrong and they were full day, the one who thought of the field, playing in the field, he went away there. And the one who went to the, very much he was not in his own way, he went to the church. But while both of them there, what were doing? The man playing in the ground was thinking, my friend is in the church, he must be saying prayers. Though his physical body is there, but all the heart is there. And the one who was in the church, you are saying, my friend must be kicking balls now. Although physically he is there, but he is not there. You follow? So do all your works, physical, outer attachments, for the sake of one love everybody. But your heart is too attached to one. You know? Sometimes people come to some holy place, to holy man too. There also they are attached somewhere else. They are thinking of the outside. What's the good of being there? It is better to be in the field than thinking of the church, you see, than to be in the church and thinking of the field. So this attachment is a subject of the heart. This dwells devotion, as I told you in due course. That is why this is first of necessity. What we do generally, we take up something and leave out the other things. There, all the same, we leaving out the outer way, outer method by which our heart can be attached that way, directed that way. We leave out that thing. And we don't put in whole time the other way naturally. We are lost both ways. How the devotion is developed, this is the first thing. To be in contact with the object with whom you want to be attached. One thing, decide for you. Pity it is. We are adrift. We have not decided our goal, what we want to do. That is why I always stress, well, decide what you want to become. Sometimes we are devoted to one thing. For 10 days or a month or 2 months, then we are just at change our direction to some other thing. The result is, you see, the time we just we dig up wells, some 2 feet, some 3 feet, some 5 feet deep, and water is nowhere. You follow? So first decide what you want to become. To whom you want to be devoted wholly and solely. And naturally, your red scriptures, all masters say, when you got a man body, the highest thing you have to attach yourself to God. Wherever you will be attached, you will go there. Into the world, that is the reason why I have been coming to the world again and again. The reason is because we are not attached to God. Otherwise we would have gone to God. So this is your first thing. Keep your diaries. Eliminate all foreign thoughts from your heart. Our heart is divided. Let it be up. No other thought except to whom you want to be devoted. Scientifically, I am speaking. You will learn devotion. When devotion will set in, you see, you become helpless. You cannot do otherwise, you see. For your daily saint prayer set in at a certain appointed hour. For a month, 2, 3, 4 months. One day you have no time to dig your hole. Then your heart is upset. You have lost something. You feel like that. This whole attachment. This is how this is dwelt. And second is, just have the company of somebody who is out or devoted. Where you are attached. If you want to be devoted to God, you must be have such company who are devoted to God. You want to be devoted to the world, alright, that you have got thankful. Everywhere you find like that. And the third, most effective way is to come in contact where that devotion is what is manifesting fully. Where world is made flesh. Where world, world, L has been eliminated. L has been eliminated. What remains? World. God. You know? They say how this radiation comes direct to and thousands of miles to only you are situated at a place which is thousands of miles away from you. You must dwell receptive direction. From radios and televisions, you hear the voice, you see who is speaking, from thousands of miles. Or a God or God-man, world made flesh, he's everywhere. Simply you have to turn your mind, heart that way, to dwell receptively, you will have help from there. But all the same, to come in contact physically, that cannot be underrated. There you come directly to the path. There you have to direct your attention there. Here you have little or no effort to make to direct your attention. You see with your own eyes. You follow me how the devotion is done. How that can be strengthened. How you can transmute yourself in devotion. Jesus. So now we should judge where we stand. If our heart is devoted to one, for the sake of the one we are devoted, selfish service we are doing, that is not binding, mind that. If we are not devoted to someone, we are devoted for the outer name, fame, for the good name of the world, in the world, this and that, in outer purposes, then you are not. You will go where you are attached. This is the devotion. Masters have been explaining these things in their own way. The basic thing is that. You find all masters saying, scriptures speak of the same thing. They say something, but practically you have gone through it. You find now how the devotion is dwelt. For that purpose you have got regularity. Keep your time. That will make you regular. I always enjoin, send your diary blank. How long you will send it? 1 month, 2 months. Then you will morally feel, you see. You will begin to do something. Then you will be regular. You all right, please put in more time. I never chastise anybody. Even who does not do that, then well, all right, please do this again. Those who do that, then again, they are given little thought. So that's the purpose of dying. See how important it is. And how many there are really who die. and two diaries. Sometimes people simply put in diary, bring it to me. Well, diary is all clear, and underneath is just little or no experience. I tell you, dear friend, your diary is all right, then you should have go to the third place. Heart which is not attaching in another, he never thinks of the worldly things, he not, you see, now the failures in the different senses. Then his heart is pure, then God must set in, he is there already, he will become manifest. Then all the things you are putting regular time. Either you are putting time like, as I spoke to you, one man, one friend in the widely field, the other in the church. You see, there are two wives, told you, there are two friends, one wanted to go to the field for playing, the other wanted to go to the church. Both had their own ways. The one who was in the field, you see, playing, he said, oh, my friend is sitting in the church, oh, he's praying. But his physical body there. With all this time, his heart is there. The one who was in the church, he was just, oh, my friend must be praying just like we said there. So, to come into somebody, you see, he seems sitting before the master too. There also, see where you are. You have to derive the full benefit of that. So first of all, ABC starts from diary. This has been to do with very higher purpose, I would say. Follow me? Now, what is the purpose of diary? Why these things are explained to you in detail? These are given rather in the books, but in detail like that, you won't find it like that. The purpose is there. So those who are not keeping diary, they must maintain. I always, again and again, press for that. Those who are not maintaining diaries, they have failure. In due course, their whole heart will be attached to the outside. And outer they might be looking very devoted, but they are devoted to the world. So now you understand how this devotion is developed, what it gives, how this is further strengthened, and how you rise into that devotion itself. So this is what it wanted. You see, every day something explained to you in detail so that you may understand something. Only understanding won't do also. You must live up to it. The more you live up to your state, your heart will be attacked from higher things as compared to the world issues. I was just speaking about what you are reading here, about love. Love is a question of confront the heart, not the hand. Intellectuals are not necessarily endowed with love. They are just discriminating from one thing to from the other. So God is love and love is God. And our soul is of the same essence as that of God. And the way back to God is also true love. We say prayers. Prayers in full love, devotion, performed with that, these things, they bear fruit. That is their single-minded attention. The one who has love in his heart is always thinking of whom he loves. Naturally, whoever you just remember in your heart, there will be reaction with that heart too. Like wireless telegraphy, when you one thing put one thing here, the other, so he sounds there. So one thing how to develop love is to constant love of God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength. And the other thing is, have the company of those who are overflowing with love. And who is that? They are God's saints. They are also overflowing with love. For whom? with the self, with the children, with the environment, with those who are there attached. So our love is distributed in so many places. That saint's love is all this power. So by radiation also, by coming close to him, you get some infection of love, you might say, some rays. And also it begins to something, higher quality within you, what to speak of that. So how to do it? Love, there are two ways. One, constant remembrance with all thy heart and all thy soul. And the other, by coming in contact with those who are really overflowing with the love of God. So when today love, you see, the outer expression naturally follow feet, tongue imbued with humility. Mitrapini Nankat Gunti Vinyas. That is what Guru Nanak says. Yes. So that's the panacea for all is where the worldly are spiritual. This love is not sold at any shop, you see, not grown in any field. It is within you already, but that is distributed unless that is related to one ideal. There can be no peace on this. One who loves somebody sitting thousands of people in direct invitation to him. While sitting thousands, he's quite, what to say, he's out of humor. So we have to do it now in two ways, by constant remembrance and coming in contact with those who are also in love. Is a toxic. For want of that, there's trouble everywhere at home. In all these social circles, all the countries. So that's why it said God is love and love is God. All these practices we do, you see, rituals and other things we perform, we say prayers we perform, some of it. Outward rites. If they are performed with love, they give some fruit. Otherwise, it is a mechanic you are uttering, you go on doing, that will give you a little other thing. Love is divinity. Man can only be called man if he is overflowing with love for God and for the sake of God with all other creation. Because he resides in every heart, in the controlling power. All through the universe. But if you have to dwell, then that's the only two ways how to dwell in love. तो ब्रह्म सबसे बड़ी बरकत है इसको बढ़ाओ किसके साथ प्रेम का खातिर कहीं ना कहीं ना कर रहे भैया हमने लगा लिया दुनिया से उसका नाम मोह कर लिया बार बार दुनिया में आ रहे इस आत्मा का प्यार लगना था परमात्मा से लग गया दुनिया फिक्र दुखी और अगर उसके साथ लग गया मरकर कहा जाएंगे उसी गोद में So we have got this love innate in our soul. Our love of our soul is a conscious entity, must be with all consciousness in God. Our love is now given to all our outer environment, resulted, we come again and again. In contact with those whom we are attached with my heart. If we just love, love with God, naturally we'll go where? To His feet. So love is everything. If we direct, we have to change the direction of love. From outside, to God which is in you are in unity. The contact of which is given by Master. When you, once you have got some contact, put in daily time, you come in contact with that. That will, you, oh, that because that is all love, when you come in contact with that, your soul will overflow with love. See, the ocean of love of soul is the top of the ocean of all consciousness. When drop comes in contact with all love, that overflows. But that's the most natural way. It can be learnt when some, as I told you, one perfume seller, you go to him, you have perfume, you have not to pay anything for that, but if he gives you one pile of scent, that's something. So, you know you are flowing with love, they give you contact within you, with the all-pervading God, which, then that is your soul will further overflow with love. And that will, for that there are only two things. One, constant remembrance, sweet remembrance imbued with humility, and the society of those who are overflowing with the love of God, all of these. This can be had even by living closer to Him, or by radiation while thousands of miles away. Kabir says, the Master is that you have the other side of the world, and the disciple is this side of the world, that is directed attention towards that. If radio and television can give you the vision of the man speaking and also what he speaks, well, why not the Shabda of men, any work can work. So that is highest religion is love. To learn that we are doing all these things. So this is what is wanted. Just like it is only example, one who is betrothed to somebody, then she is always thinking of the one with whom she has betrothed, then naturally that girl's love. So work like that, that you are betrothed with God. Within you, your soul is betrothed with the God within you. Always think of that, while remaining here, anywhere, and everywhere. That will be, I will dwell, your direction is. When you think you are somebody, always in a sweet love is residing in your heart. Then let your reaction will be there. So be in the world, get out of it, and for that you can dwell that. Only even you just follow this vision. So, pyar badi cheez hai, pyar ko badhao, nazdeek rehkar mein doob rahe kabhi. Sirf attention ke paas rehne wale, attention nahi karenge to unse pura fayda nahi utha. Door rehne wale utha jate. Hamare guru kumar karte the ki चमकीचड़ होता है ना, वो ठंडो पर रहकर खून पीता रहता है और दूर से गाय का बछड़ा आता है दूध पीकर चले जाता है. तो द्वंद्व इट इज ऑलरेडी इन इट टू बी योर सोल. लव इज नो अटैचमेंट लाइक दैट, इट इज चैरिटी. दैट्स द्वंद्व को बढ़ाओ.
Good evening and welcome to the Satsang for Master Kripal Singh. The recording you just heard was from two morning talks. The first, titled How to Develop Devotion, was given on 17th November 1967. The second, titled How to Develop Love, was given on 27th November 1967. Our reader this evening is David Halliburton.
Hello, everyone. I'm going to be reading from a darshan that Master gave in Charlotte, North Carolina, on October 4th, 1972. It was originally published in the January 1975 issue of Satsang Desh, and it is given the title, Don't You Want to Go Home? Master says, May I put a question to you? You have been putting so many questions to me. May I also put one question to you? Well, do you permit me? All right. If the time runs short, what should we do to lengthen it? Put chains on the legs of time. We have had a good time for 2 days, so only 1 day is left. Only 1 day. You can have the sweet remembrance with you. That can prolong it. Constantly. Not to forget it. And someone sitting in front of Master asks, On occasion, people question why a living Master should be necessary, since Jesus said, Blessed be those who believe without seeing. Master, this apparently means that those who have got faith as a result of past actions are blessed, of course. Have you read St. John's Gospel? Yes. There it gives, He's the light of the world. Christ lived before Jesus. I am that I am. So, he believed in God and, as a reaction of the past, developed faith. Moreover, that power works all through. First, he said, I am the light of the world as long as I am in the world. Then again, he said, I work during the day because at night nobody works. And third, he said, I shall never leave thee nor forsake thee till the end of the world. So that is the Christ power, God power, to my mind, as borne out by all. You should believe in his own words. Somebody on my last tour, or the first tour, I think, put the question to me, When is Christ returning? I asked him, Has he ever left you? Christ said, I shall never leave thee nor forsake thee till the end of the world. When he does not leave us, then what's the question of returning? So that is the Christ power, or God into expression power, working at different human poles from time to time to guide the child humanity. That is always one. That manifests from time to time as required. The point is, as I said today in my talk, some teacher is required who can give it to us. Science does not change. It's the same as ever. In all outer subjects, too, we require somebody who knows better. But we also need one who can give us a boost. This is something which starts after rising above the physical body. In this morning's talk, I said, Call it by any name. That power works through different human poles. This has also been said by other masters. This has been going on from posterity. Where there's hunger, there's food. Where there's thirst, there's water. The child wants it today, and nature provides milk in the mother before the child is born. It happened in the past. It will happen in the future. Natural laws don't change. We want that thing. That is God. God is guru power at different human poles in which it manifests. Some claimed that we are sent by God. Others are a little quiet, but most of them have claimed it. Kabir has claimed it. Guru Nanak has claimed it. The 10th Guru has claimed it. Christ has also claimed it. So, we are concerned with whether we are helped in that way or not. Where the world's philosophy ends, there religion starts. And that faith arises in few. Here, some higher power is working. They have faith. They are reactions from the past, not now. So what I have seen and what I have understood from the scriptures is that Shabd, or Word, is the only Guru, Word made flesh, 100%, or 70%, or 50%, as the time required. They worked to the extent that the time required, but the power is the same. Guru Nanak was asked, "Who is your Guru?" He said, "Shabd is my Guru." And Shabd is called the God into expression power, or Word made flesh. You have that in the Bible. And who can give you contact with that? Where His grace is working, that's all. Our Master used to say, "Simply take me as your elder brother, or as your father, and go on according to my instructions. When you go inside and find that there is more, then you may call me by any name you like." That is a matter of gratefulness, you see. When you have got something very unusual and wished for a long time, and you have it, then you naturally say out of gratefulness, "You are greater. You are God." But He cannot be God. God is God. You are also micro gods, but where there is full effulgence sent to the mission, that is where His teachings work. One thing, now we are sitting, excuse me for the words I use, some rogues, some thieves come, and they begin to beat you up. What will you do? You will stop them. If someone comes with some commission, "I am superintendent of police. Here, tell me, please." This is someone who comes with a commission. Then what? Then words go to the heart. Simple, of course. And moreover, may I say something more? These histories are written later on. Sometimes they are right, sometimes not. I read somewhere that somebody said, "Don't read out history to me, for I know that must be false." If something is written by the man himself, you don't doubt it. He says, "That power will never leave us. One bulb is fused, the other is put in, and the electricity remains the same. They are different phases. Somewhere electricity gives you heat, and somewhere cold. Electricity is the same." Some people come into the world, they are sent into the world with some purpose, some mission. The purpose of incarnated beings is to punish the wicked, uphold the righteous, and set the world a-going. That is also the work of God. He takes from some of them. And saints or masters also come, you see. Their mission is a bit different, though it is the same power working. Their work is to let the people be contacted with God and become conscious co-workers of the divine plan. So let the world be depopulated. The more go, the more the population will be lessened, is it not? It's quite the same power working also. Take another example. There's a prison house. The prisoners are in bad condition. One man goes out of sympathy. He was granted a certain amount of money and asks that they be given good food in the future. He goes back. He did service for them. Another man went. They had poor clothing. He also allotted some money, and the prisoners began to have good clothing. A third man went. He saw that they had unventilated places to live in. He also was granted a certain amount, and in the future, the prisoners began to have good houses to live in. The purpose of all three was to give them good conditions, good clothing, and good food. Another one went, who had the keys of the prison with him. He opened the door and let them all go, whoever would. All did good work and sympathized with the prisoners. But what do you think of the fourth one? So masters come here as the last one. They tell all to go out of the prison house of the man body, of the world. They open the doors and let everybody go. Those who do not want to go, that's another thing. But they offer. Guru Ram Dass said, when a master comes, he cries with his hands up, "Hello, come on. Whoever wants to go out of here to your home, come up." Here's the golden opportunity. He comes to take us back home. And who sends them? God. And for whom? Those who are fed up with the world, who really hanker after God. He makes some arrangements for everybody. He sends somebody to tell them to please come back. "You've been in exile so long. Why don't you come back and enjoy your home?" So this is something that is true. The same power, of course, working in different times for different purposes, suited for the time. So, who are fortunate? Those who want to go back home, is it not? Doors are open. It is very difficult, too, even though the doors are open. We don't like to go. It is said of Lord Krishna that his devotee, Udo by name, said, "Well, if you want everybody to go out of all this misery, why don't you let them go?" He said, "I do want it, but they don't want to go." "How can that be?" He entered a house and there was an old man there. He asked him, "Would you like to go back to heaven?" "How can I go? I've got my grandson to be married. I've got this thing to be done, that thing, and you want me to go up? What are you talking about? Go away." Then they say he died and became a parrot. They again went to him. "Well, how would you like to go to heaven?" "Well, all are sleeping tonight and I watch them. How can I go?" Then again, they say, the parrot died and became a small insect in the gutter. They went to him. "Insect, would you like to go to heaven?" "Why, am I the only man left for you to take home? Why can't you find anybody else?" "Is there anybody ready? Tell me, honestly." "Very few. Maybe one or two." It is God who responds to those who want to go home. Prayer should be quite sincere and true. We say, but we don't really want to go. Even in very difficult circumstances, nobody wants to go, even though we may say, "I pray." There is one story. An old woman's granddaughter was sick, seriously sick. So she always prayed, "Oh God, take me in her place. Let her live. She's quite young." She used to pray like that daily. It so happened one day that a cow entered the home, and there was one big pot that was black underneath, in which things were boiling. The cow entered her horns into the pot, and they got stuck fast and would not come out, and she was going around the house. It was black in the front, and the old lady considered that perhaps the angel of death had come. She told him, "Well, my granddaughter is there." Who is there who wants to go? Very few. Very rarely. If you really want it, you have it. Once in the time of our Master, there was a crowd, a big crowd. Master said, "If anybody can give his mind, surrender his mind, he can go to the highest plane all at once." One man stood up. "I want to go." "Can you surrender your mind?" "Yes, I'll surrender it." "First, make your mind your own, obedient to you. Only then can you surrender it." So we say something, we are not true to our own self. Honest. If you honestly want something, you will have it. Sure and certain you will have it. What prayer is true? If what comes out of your heart is interpreted the same by the mouth, and that same thought is in your brain, only such a prayer is true. The Lord is not in the heavens. Swami Ram Tirath says, if he is in the heavens, in the sky, he will get cold. He is within you, controlling you in your body. He hears. Pray and wait. Prayer should be true. We deceive our own self in many cases. Most cases, I would say. So that is why I always request you people to be true to your own self. True to your own self. God is within you. The God power is within you. If you become true, honestly, you'll have anything you require. I'll tell you the story of the old lady in the ashram. I ask everybody to keep diaries. I've been keeping a diary as a student, too. I had transvision. I saw that some man was dying. I ask that nobody come to the ashram without a diary. They should bring it. Now, I wanted what, do you know? That they should sit 1 hour in meditation. Only then should they show their faces to me and let me have their darshan. One lady could not read or write, but she kept a diary form. What did she do? She offered flowers on it. And some person asked about this. "Are you keeping a diary?" "Yes." "How are your meditations going on?" "I always see Master within me." You see, keeping the diary with faith. She sees me. Most of us are giving wrong information on the diary. When some people bring me their diary, I simply tell them, "Dear friend, if this diary is true, then you must go to the third plane. But you say you cannot see light." The audience in front of him laughs. "Don't. Take seriously what I'm telling you. Don't smile over these things. If we are true, my experience is we get transvision." Let the question of God be set aside. When the water's at rest, no weeds on it, can't you see your face in it? The only thing I can tell you, those who want to meet God, they must. It's their right to meet Him. They should meet Him. They're sure to meet Him. Must. This is God's law. What you want, you get, if it is sincere in you. If it is sincere, I say, because we are not true to our own self. In outer things, in a class, it takes about a year to pass from one class to another, promoted. Sometimes they do work in the schools, sometimes for homework. Now, in a year means 365 days, if we spend some time, say at least 4 hours in the school and 1 or 2 hours at home, 6 hours a day, then how many hours in a year? About 14 or 1500? And how much time do you put in? Let me be a business-like man. Some, 10 minutes. Some, 5 minutes. Others, an hour. Some are not regular. Some days they put in time, otherwise not. So time factor is necessary. You understand, no student can go on to the highest class if he does not burn the midnight oil. He has to work for it. No wrestler can become a wrestler unless he puts in time. No saint can become a saint. Every saint has his past, and every sinner his future. When I was in Lahore in 1912, I was very fond of rivers, the waterside. I used to go to the riverside at night. In the winter, it is very cold at night. One father wanted his son to be a wrestler. At night, he would turn him out in the cold without any coat on. He'd go all through the night exercising. And the time did come when he became the wrestler in India that defeated all wrestlers. So, a strong man revels in his strength, and the weaker man wonders how he got it. How does someone become a professor? In one day? Or any other line, you see, you have to work for it. Be true. If you are true to your own self, even if you are not able to do sufficient time, God is within you. Grace works. I was just referring in my talk today to something I think perhaps you people have noted. Those who are initiated, their judgment is not to be done by the Lord of judgment, but by the Master himself. A father whose son has committed something wrong won't send him to the police. He'll slap him in the face himself. Those who are insincere to the Master will never go to hell. If he wants to send you back, he'll bring you back in a very good, higher family, where you can go further ahead. I've noted that references are given in the scriptures by all masters. Christ also did say that he was given the authority to judge them. So it is a great blessing to be put on the way by God's grace. You should work for it. When I went to the Master, I was a family man with 2 children, and I earned my own livelihood. I asked him, "How much time should I put in?" And the Master said, 5 to 6 hours at least, and the more you can do, the better. God will choose you for any work for which you are considered fit. It is He that takes work from somebody. It does not go to the credit of the man from whom he takes the work. All credit goes to him. But he should be chosen. All credit goes to God or the Master or God in the Master. Man is in the make. He is not just started now. Some come with good background, some little, some start here. Those who have got some background, they begin to see light, hear sound. I have found such like people going to the doctor to get treatment for something wrong with the ears or the eyes. Even those who have heard do not know. Even if a man comes with this background, and he is here dilly-dallying, he always puts in less time. And another man, who just starts now afresh, he is more sincere, puts in more time. With due respect to self-introspection, he will go ahead of the other, sure and certain. So you're all fortunate you've been put on the way, on the path. There are millions and millions of other people seeking. These things appeal to you. That is why you've been put on the way. When you've been put on the way, it means it is your good fortune. God has selected you for that. Make the best use of it. I am telling you all these things from a common sense point of view. No imposition, you see. You are the better judge. Be sincere. Don't spare yourselves. Judge and you'll see. What are we doing? What are we here for? To see that in the man body to know God is the hereditary right, I would say. Hereditary right. Have you made the best use of it? You're afforded the opportunity, and you do not care to make the best use of the time. It is only prolonging our time away from home. I think these things are put before you in a very simple way, from heart to heart. You must work for it. Once it happened, I was in service. I was in charge of a section. There were others supervising other sections, too. My section was all calm, quiet, no worry, and did double the work the other sections did. One day, the other superintendent came to me and said, "What is this? You're calm, quiet. The men are calm, never fight. They're always working." And the officers would give me any newcomers that were being added, and without my growling. I told him, "Well, control yourself. I have self-discipline, you see." Then I told him, "There is something within you. If you withdraw your attention from all outside," I was not initiated then, I tell you, "just sit to your own self for some time. You will develop slowly." He went away. He began to sit at home. There was one water pump working. After 15 days, he came to me and said, "Well, you told me that, but the sound of the water pump does not permit me to..." "All right. Be left to your own self solely. Don't pay it any attention outside." Then he came. He was sincere. In another 15 days, and said, "In the beginning I do hear the outer noise, but after some time goes by, I don't hear it." "All right, go on further." And again he came after a month or so and said, "Now I sit. There's no noise." So it is only withdrawing our attention from all outside. You are attention, you see. You'll feel rich, fresh. Your body may not permit you, but with all that, you'll be fresh. It's the bread of life and the water of life, and this you can have only in the man body. Animals cannot do that. You are all sitting here. Can animals come and sit here? No. So I will advise you to keep a diary. I was in the forest for some time, 5 months. There, in the beginning, I thought about how to induce people to live up to what I tell them. Then I thought, "What have you been doing yourself?" I kept a diary as a student all through. The event I related to you today, I had transvision. I could see what was happening beyond this wall. Everything calm, quiet, no ripples. No filth in it. You can see your face in it when the mind is at rest. You can have transvision. You can foresee. Those who don't keep diaries, they cannot progress. And unfortunately, that's all the time I have for today. I've been reading from a talk given by Master called "Don't You Want to Go Home?" And it was originally given in Charlotte, North Carolina, on October 4th, 1972, and was published in the January 1975 issue of Satsang Desh. Thank you, Master.
Thank you, David, for reading for us. There were 53 people at this evening's satsang. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And thank you, Master, for providing this for us.
Can they just wake up and see where is your Lord? We have got self, we are souls, and God is the soul of our souls, you see. Our souls are directed outside. We have to invert. If we invert, we could have seen it. But inversion, we have not learned how to do it.